In Coppell, Texas, Eugenia Faulkner is very uncomfortable with the idea of her daughter reading books with sexual content.
I don't think we're trying to be naive about things, but it's just protecting the children of how much they know at a certain point. Now, are they going to know these things in the future? Of course. But, you know, you're not going to give a drug to a kid just because you want them to know what's out there.
She checked with the Coppell High School principal, Mike Jasso, and was happy to hear that the school's curriculum often accommodates the different values of the families in the district. She and her husband then sat down with her 10th grader.
Because of our church standards and what you're learning, you need to be given the tools to say no.
At Louisville High School in a neighboring community, high school teacher Amy Rasmussen has found that giving her 11th graders a choice of what to read for her AP language class is better than requiring a certain book. And parents rarely, if ever, object.
I provide usually a choice of 3 to 4 books so students can have a say in what they read instead of me as a teacher making all the decisions.
She's also had 7 of her own children go through the public schools. She calls herself a conservative parent and read along with her kids when they were assigned challenging material.
That creates the best conversation when you can talk to your teenager about a book. I never felt like I needed to challenge a teacher because I felt like it was my responsibility to teach my kids anyway.
Parents don't want their children to be punished for not completing a mandatory class assignment when it is contrary to their religion. Highland Park parents in the group called Speak Up for Standards have collected stories from students who tried to opt out of required readings. Some said they felt stigmatized or sat in the halls for a few weeks or saw their grades suffer. Dawson Orr, the superintendent of Highland Park Schools, hopes they can create a better experience for students who opt out of reading.
We want to be sure that if students do make an alternative choice, that we have a thoughtful instructional plan in place that supports their learning.
Offering that choice when it comes to required class reading could make things better for the students and save some real headaches for school administrators. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.